From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, July 13th, 2026. Angry protests erupted just hours after a young man was shot and killed by federal immigration agents in Biddeford this morning. State and local officials are calling for a full and transparent investigation of the shooting and for demonstrators to remain peaceful and respectful. Peter McGuire reports.
Crowds started forming at Mechanics Park in Biddeford around 11:30 a.m. and quickly swelled to more than 100 people. Joanne Martin, a Biddeford resident, says she was heartbroken to get a news alert about the shooting this morning and quickly headed to the impromptu rally.
I was just talking to a lady who saw this gentleman laying in the road this morning and watching his little one. Look at him in the street, dead. How do you find words for that? And where do we go? Feels hopeless.
Kelsey Cummings, another Biddeford resident, says she and others have been warning local and state officials that something like this would happen based on the recent violent track record of federal immigration agents.
And we don't need the thoughts and prayers. This was so preventable. We've been screaming about this. This is just crazy. All of us are here because we live a block away in each direction. This is affecting all of us.
And Peter McGurk says he already suspects how ICE will explain the shooting.
I mean, we don't know the story yet, but I can already tell you what's going to happen. They're going to say, oh, we pulled them over and he tried to run us over, so we shot him. I'm sure ICE agents are being told to say that because it gets them off the hook.
Details of the shooting are still unclear. Maine Immigrants' Rights Coalition says the man killed was 26 years old and originally from Colombia. Senator Angus King says that Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen told him the man had weaponized his vehicle before an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer shot him. And King says the victim was not ICE's target of the warrant. King says federal agents were not wearing body cameras at the time of the killing, and that the FBI is handling the investigation. In a statement, Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry says the ICE officer will be placed on leave, and that Biddeford, Saco, and Maine State Police are assisting with the investigation. At the rally in Biddeford, U.S. Representative Shelley Pingree said constituents had been contacting her office about increased ICE operations in Maine. And she shares the anger and distress many demonstrators feel.
They're fed up with ICE. They don't think this agency should be operating in the way that they do. They want us to defund it. They want us to dismantle it. And they do have way too much funding, and they're basically out of control.
After gathering at Mechanics Park, dozens of protesters marched up Main Street, Biddeford. They loudly demonstrated in front of the office of Republican Senator Susan Collins and Biddeford City Hall. Biddeford City Council member David Kurtz says the council is likely to address the shooting, but there's not a whole lot municipalities can do to protect themselves from events like this. But Kurtz says he's gratified at the spontaneous demonstrations.
This happened a few hours ago, and there's hundreds and hundreds of people who just sprang out of the friggin' earth. As far as I'm concerned, this is the only thing that's going to keep people safe right now. It starts here. So it's a very, very small silver lining.
No ICE! No kidding!
At times, protesters massed into the middle of Main Street and police blocked off traffic in the area. Maine Attorney General Fry says while protesters want their voices heard, they must do so peacefully and respectfully and follow the directions of local law enforcement. Vigils are planned tonight in Biddeford and Portland. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
An apartment building fire displaced more than 30 Lewiston residents last night. Tenant Julie Phillips says she was in her living room when she noticed her windows cracking.
I got to the second floor and there was a gate up, so I had to climb back up. And then I remembered I forgot my phone, so I opened the door and the flames were completely engulfed in my apartment.
Lewiston Fire Chief Mark Karen said in an email that fire crews were on the scene from late Sunday afternoon to 1 a.m. this morning. No injuries were reported. The fire is under investigation. Independent candidate for governor Rick Bennett unveiled his tax affordability plan today. It includes provisions to build income-sensitive property tax relief, eliminate corruption and misuse of government funds, and create an office of the inspector general to investigate whistleblower complaints.
Every dollar collected and spent needs to provide value to the taxpayers. Too many Mainers believe that they are paying into a system that protects itself rather than Mainers.
Bennett noted that because Maine's constitution requires most property to be taxed at full market value, year-round residents are taxed on what their home could sell for, not what local incomes can reasonably support. Bennett will compete with Democrat Hannah Pingree and Republican Bobby Charles this fall. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, ICE and the recent shooting in Biddeford. I'm Nicole Ugrisco. Thanks for listening.